You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
This is the place where sports opinions collide dead in sports. I'm your host, Kenneth Bianch. Joining me as usual is the Folk 30. What up, B?
What up? What's good?
To my left, you guys can't see this right now, is FIFO. What up, Fee?
What it do?
I shouldn't have called you Fee. That was weird. FIFO.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was.
Like
it was. It was. Yeah, I know you guys are probably surprised to hear this right now. We just finished wrapping up recording Dead End Sports. So make sure you subscribe to that on YouTube.
Dead End Hip Hop.
We're doing Dead End Sports.
We just got finished wrapping up.
Listen,
Dead End Hip Hop. We had Dead End Studio, and this is the one stop shop.
Exactly. So we do it all.
Yeah. Listen. Just to give you guys some context. It's 11:21 p.m. right now. And, we just finished three videos, J. Cole comment video. So watch that. We just basically read comments from YouTube, positive and negative. We did a lengthy discussion on Childish Gambino's This Is America video, which was great and fantastic. Check that out. And if you're a Patreon or a patron, DMX. We did DMX, and you can hear why. You have to watch it to hear B's thoughts on DMX. So you want to check that out.
It's worth the price of admission.
Right. Plus, you know, it's a 2-for-1 special. There's the Big L. We did that yesterday. Mm-hmm. So we did that yesterday. So we were here yesterday. We're here today again. So while we're here, we decided to go ahead and preview the conference finals, which kicks off Sunday, right?
Yeah, yep. Sunday. All right. Sunday is Cavs and Celtics, and Monday is Rockets.
Yeah. So before I get into all that, let's do the little promo stuff. YouTube.com/Dead End Hip Hop. Subscribe to that. Subscribe to the Is the Mic Still On podcast, Kanye Trump. We just dropped the Avengers movie review as well. Subscribe to the homie, the Technical File podcast, the homie 12 Kyle podcast, and Chris Platty's Strictly Hip Hop, Strictly B-Ball podcast also. And, of course, us. So subscribe to us as well. Philly had a grand opportunity to close out last night. Man. Wasn't able to do it. Up 4 with a couple of minutes left. So, again, their inability to close out games haunted them. And every time it happened, I just kept thinking about what you guys said and what you guys tried to warn Q about.
Those lumps.
And the Celtics have been there before. They were there last year, you know.
But you know what was interesting about that game? Even in the waning seconds, Joel Embiid had an opportunity to hit that gimme.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, this man, he's a 7-foot center that can hit threes, fadeaways. He got the Hakeem Olajuwon package.
Mm-hmm.
But when you needed 2 points, you went to your best guy, your best offensive player.
The closer, right, for
that team right now. And he got as close as you wanted him to, and he missed. So for all intents and purposes, they played the game that they were supposed to play. And they got the shots that they needed to get, and they couldn't get it done.
Yeah.
Now, watching that and me having experience watching so much basketball, the only thing I could attribute some of their late-game blunders to is youth and inexperience and immaturity. And even T.J. McConnell a couple games ago when they won the one that they won, he talked about it. He was like, you know, the game, you know, the previous game, you know, y'all saw all that immaturity, whatever, but we cleaned it up. And they did. And for the most part, I would say that Philly really played Boston hard.
Mm-hmm.
For the most part.
They played them tough. Yeah, it wasn't no 20-point, 30-point games, nothing like that. They played them tough all the way through.
all the way. Philly through. And stretches looked like the more talented
yeah,
team.
Yeah, they did. They did.
They just couldn't.
In all games, in all the games that they lost, they looked like it was stretches that they looked like a better team. And you was like, okay, Philly about to turn this around.
Yep. And they didn't.
They didn't. So.
Yeah. But I mean, you know, look, Boston was there last year. And they lost to the team they're about to play now.
Mm-hmm.
They lost to the Cavs in, what, five? Remember, five,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm. Way better Cavs team, though.
Yeah. Well, because they had Kyrie.
Yeah.
That makes a difference. But that Kyrie.
I wish he was playing. Oh, I wish he was playing.
Oh, yeah. This is what we wanted to see.
This is what we wanted to see because I think we've kind of almost predicted this at the beginning of the season. Like,
oh, yeah. We knew
Kyrie
that.
Versus LeBron in the Eastern Conference Finals. Mm-hmm. Like, can you imagine the storylines behind this if Kyrie was playing? Jesus, I wish he was playing.
Yeah, it would have been crazy. You know, it's kind of interesting because I look at the four teams that are left, and we obviously know that the Cavs went through a lot of ups and downs and changes this year. And at the fourth seed, you know, I think we mentioned earlier that they looked like a fourth seed in the Indiana Pacers series, and they mm-hmm. did, but in the Toronto Raptors series, they look like
one seed.
Yeah,
but context. Like I think we need to understand that LeBron has a mental kryptonite against Toronto, and I don't think that you can take what we saw in that series as gold.
Right,
so you can't cash that.
So you're thinking that they may turn around and look like a four seed again in this match.
I think Brad Stevens can definitely expose them mm-hmm. of that, which is why I know this is super early, but bold prediction, I think Celtics can take this in seven. I wouldn't be surprised. Mm. I wouldn't be surprised if Celtics take this in seven
LeBron
games.
LeBron to lose a game seven on the road.
On the road.
First time ever.
Finals.
I can see that happening.
Have you seen the numbers he put up in game sevens?
Yeah, I know, but this can be – remember we talked about, like, players having moments and stuff? This can mm-hmm. be Brad Stevens' coaching moment. You know what I mean? Like, damn, he got coached.
Beat the player.
But you know what? I feel you because, you know, I've been high
on Brad Stevens reaching. I'm, like, super reaching. Yeah. I'm just dead in sports reaching. I'm saying Celtics in seven.
I feel you. But, see, the only reason
why – I like it. Go ahead. Yeah. Jump out there.
The only reason why I have to disagree is because at the end of the day, Brad Stevens don't have a jersey on.
Right.
And look, I've been a Brad Stevens supporter since day one. I remember being back at the old job that me, Ken, Mike, and Rod used to work at. I went down there because Ken used to sit literally across the way from my brother, and I would go down there and talk to both of them. And I know from the moment they hired Brad Stevens, I was big on him. Everybody, I don't know. This is the guy. And he has that moment. But at the end of the day, he doesn't suit up. So, and you're talking about arguably the greatest player of all time. Arguably. Mm-hmm. I won't call him that. I got you. But arguably the greatest player of all time. I don't know how much you can scheme for that. You know what I'm saying? And then here's the other factor, too. I think that at the end of the day, you need a supporting cast. And what we've seen from K Love recently, if he can continue that.
I don't think we're going to see that from Kevin Love.
If Kevin Love can continue the stretch that he's on, in addition to, and I always say, the rest of those Cavs guy, I don't need you guys to show up every game. I need one game. I need one good game from JR. I need one good game from George Hill. Mm-hmm. I need one good game from the rest of you guys. I need Kevin Love and LeBron to be consistent. If that happens, I don't know how the Celtics overcome that. Just because I think LeBron is just too much. And I know that they have bodies, they have guys. I'm big on Jason Tatum, big on Jalen Brown.
Jalen Brown ain't backing down.
No, of course he's not backing down.
And I'm not saying that he's going to lock up LeBron. No, I'm just saying he's not backing down.
Of course.
These boys are coming.
This is
not going to be Toronto.
These guys are not mentally weak. They're not beat before the series.
They're fighting.
Exactly.
Toronto was beat before LeBron stepped on the court. No. Celtics, they want this. They definitely want it.
And they want to prove a point. And I think that, you know, it would mean something for them because they, you know, I think Kyrie's the unquestioned leader of that mm-hmm. squad, right? Like when he's on the court, mm-hmm. they go as Kyrie goes. So I think that they want to win it for him. Even though I know Kyrie's dying to be out there,
I
think that the other guys really want to win it for him. So we know that mentally these guys aren't weak and they're going to be prepared. But at the end of the day, the version of LeBron that we're seeing right now, I don't think there's a coach that can scheme him out of doing what he want to do. He's going to do whatever he want to do when he want to do it. You know, now, can you make it tough here and there? Of course. Yeah. But what LeBron, I just don't get you.
LeBron is going to ball. I can definitely see him averaging crazy numbers in this series. My concern is just the rest of the role players. I don't know. JR, he hasn't really looked super sharp this entire postseason. Nah. Kevin Love, the series against Toronto is probably the best he's looked in a while because people were saying he was Minnesota Kevin Love the way he was looking.
Yep.
I don't think he's going to look that way. I think Al Horford is a smarter player. I think he's not going to let Kevin Love outplay him. I don't trust Clarkson to be consistently great, even though I know you said you just need one game out of a couple of these guys. I think Tristan Thompson might end up on the milk carton in this series. I just don't trust the role players. I trust LeBron. LeBron going to probably average like 37-8-8, you know what I'm saying, this series. I trust that. I just don't trust the rest of the players. And then on top of that, you got Brad Stevens is probably going to outcoach the hell out of Tyronn Lue.
That's definitely going to happen.
Those factors is why I'm saying Celtics is going to edge this one out. I just think LeBron is going to – he's going to have to do too much. He's going to have to do too much.
But, B, what is too much? Like every time that we think that it's too much, LeBron does.
He's going to have to play damn near almost 48 minutes.
But see, in this series, I don't think it's that. I think against Golden State, you can't take him out. Like, he got to play every single second.
I think it's going to be the same way with this one. Because them role players ain't going to do nothing, FIFO. Watch.
I don't know about that, man.
I don't trust them role players. I don't trust them group of guys. We just talked about Hood.
We did. We talked about it on the last podcast. But you know what? He could be a secret weapon going to be deployed at some point in time. You know, just like I said, I said in the last podcast that he should have played, right? Because obviously every game his minutes were decreased to the point where he didn't play, right? But at the end of the day, we know what his skill set brings to the table. And even though he hasn't played a good game, maybe this is the opportunity that he gets to turn it around. And you never know, man, especially with Ty Lue and all of the changes happening with Cleveland. You know, Jetty gets minutes here and there. You know, like, nobody outside of, like the core guys really gets consistent minutes. So you never know. This might be an opportunity just because of the matchups. You have Jaylen Brown, Jason Tatum. These guys are bigger, like Rodney Hood, 6'8", wings. He may need to put a lineup out there that consists of Jeff Green, LeBron, and Rodney Hood. He just may need that length. Even if he doesn't shoot that well, he can be a secret weapon. He could be an X factor in this. So at the end of the day, I feel you, B-Man. Look, some of these role players, they be on the mid court.
and
I'm not put. I would never bet any money on which game they're going to show up. But if just one of you guys can just show up for one game, that can be the turning of the tide right there. So, again, what is too much for LeBron? Because we've seen time and time again, he'll make an improbable shot, come back down 3-1 in the finals. We've seen him average a triple-double. Like we've seen him do everything. What is too much? Like, I don't know. I think what is too much is going to be too much LeBron for Brad Stevens.
Yeah, I'm with you, B. I'm not picking the Celtics, though. I'm not crazy. I think you know what? It's really this simple for me, man. To be the man, you got to beat the man. And until somebody beat him, I can't pick against him. You know, and I understand the genius of Brad Stevens, but that same Brad Stevens was there last year. Did they play the year before? That same Brad Stevens was there when he took 2 of 3. You know, in the regular season this year. And, you know, like FIFO said, Brad Stevens isn't stepping on the court. And I think that matters. Because LeBron is a basketball savant. Like, he's – when it comes to coaching, he's probably just as good as Brad Stevens. We just haven't seen it yet. He just does it on the court. And I just think the Celtics are just going to have to take it for him. And I'll just have to eat my words when it happens. You know, but I just can't. Not without Kyrie. If Kyrie was there, you know,
I'd probably be singing a different tune.
Gordon Hayward, I still would pick the Cavs because you just got to prove it to me. You just got to prove it to me, man. You got to prove it to me. But
with them missing them too.
Terry Rozier, you know, for all intents and purposes, I know you 1-5. Like, if LeBron was on that Sixers team, you know, with
let's not play those hypotheticals.
Okay. All right. Giannis took you seven, you know, so LeBron is just the better player in the East. And I'm going to ride with the better player in this one. Lou is a risk because I don't know what the hell he's going to do. The role players are a risk. I think they're not going to try to scheme LeBron out. I think they're going to try to scheme Kevin Love out and then everybody else. And I think he's going to try the Casey thing possibly.
I've seen a lot of people and a lot of different theories as to what's going to happen and how Brad Stevens is going to try to defend LeBron and this, that, and the third. And I think, honestly, because of LeBron's skill set, you can't try to take everybody else away. Because even if you do, you still have to contend with that bad man, LeBron James. And LeBron wants to pass the ball. And just natural basketball defensive rotations. Mm-hmm. If you get beat, you have to help. Doesn't matter at that point. Once your defense is compromised, you have to go to some type of rotation.
But they're quick on their rotations.
They're really good at that. They're long. Yes. And they're long. They understand where they want to go and how they want to go. But at the end of the day, you can't beat the pass. The ball is faster than the man. Mm-hmm. That is fundamental basketball 101. So LeBron is great at finding the man and creating the angles to get it to the open guy. So with that being said, I don't know how you're going to scheme out everything. And I think I'd be very interested to see what Brad Stevens comes up with. But I don't think that he's going to take the approach, let LeBron do what he wants and we'll shut down everybody else. I think what you need to do is try to shut down Bron by double teaming Bron, even though he wants to pass and get other guys involved, mainly because I don't trust those other guys. Mm-hmm. And if those other guys, if JR beat you, then it is what it is. You go home and say, hey, shit, they beat us. You know what I'm saying? If Jetty beat you, then you, hey. If Tristan beat you, the thing is to me, in this series, with the type of players that they have, I can't let Bron beat me.
Yeah.
Bron is not going
to
beat me.
Well, they worked on different plays and sets in Toronto, so we'll see if they stick to that. If they stick to that and actually run an offense, that's going to be hard. But if it's LeBron is the offense, it may be a little bit easier because it's him versus the role players.
So who do you got? I know you say you got Cleveland, and how many?
I got Cleveland six.
Cleveland six. I take Cleveland six as well.
Yeah.
Boston seven.
That's cool.
Yeah. All right. Moving over to the Western Conference. I mean, top one and two matchup we all expected: Rockets versus Warriors.
Knew this was gonna happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Too much firepower on both sides. Yep. Nobody else in the Western Conference, outside of OKC beginning of the season.
Right.
That we thought had enough firepower to match, you know, these other squads. Mm-hmm. But definitely Golden State, you know, they've always had the most talent. You know, they definitely have the most talent, and they've been relatively injured this entire year.
They had an up and down season.
You know, at points in this year, they looked a bit disinterested. You know, I think it's hard once you make so many finals, you play so much basketball, and your goal, your true goal, right? Because not every team in the NBA's goal is to make the finals. Right. That's not possible for everybody. Right. But Golden State knows that we just got to get to the playoff.
Draymond said it. Draymond kind of said it. Like, they asked for us, but we don't care about them. We just want to win the title. So if they just happen to be in the way.
Exactly. It is what it is. And, you know, and it's not really about chasing any type of milestones anymore because they got the 73-9. What'd that get them?
Mm-hmm.
They didn't get on the chip. So at the end of the day, I think they're ultra-focused now. You know, Steph is still working himself back into Steph Curry mode. You know, we've seen it in glimpses. He's too great. You know, you're still going to see it even though he may not be 100%. KD is shooting over any and everything in the NBA right now. So seeing them, they look like more of a well-oiled machine than Houston does to me at this point. Yeah. That game six.
They was on cruise control the offseason.
Game five?
Both teams only lost two games.
Yeah, they have the same exact record. And then you know what's crazy? You know who has the third best record in these playoffs?
Cleveland. With only one more loss.
Exactly. So it's very interesting. I think all of the storylines and everything that's happening is very interesting. But Houston, to me, I'm a bit concerned with them, mainly because of James Harden. And every time, and I was just talking to my brother the other night about this, every time the stage gets bigger, James gets smaller.
He said he was sick. He was under the weather yesterday.
Flu game. Flu game. That's all out. Flu game. Flu game.
Yeah.
So to me, when you are an MVP candidate and a legitimate MVP candidate, sick don't matter. You got to perform. You know what I'm saying? And here's the thing. Even if you don't score, was he getting other people involved? Was he breaking down the defense?
He was sick.
I don't want to hear that. You on the court. I don't want to hear that. But I think they're saving grace, obviously, that game five was CP. And I think CP wasn't going to be denied. And I think CP can kind of taste it. But when you look at the firepower on both squads, it just Golden State has more consistent firepower. And they have so much firepower that no matter who's in the game, they still can out-weapon Houston. Mm-hmm. And that's what that's why this series is concerning to me. The other factor is both James Harden and CP in big moments have come up short. So I don't trust them.
But CP3 stepped up.
He stepped up.
41, 10, and 7 or 8. No turnovers.
That's the crazy part. And I'll put it to you like this. If CP can have at least two or three games with zero turnovers, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. But I got Golden State, man. I just think Golden State has way too much. When I watch them play, they are honestly the best team I've watched with my two eyes. I think the second and third best teams that I've seen play, no particular order, but the 96 Bulls and also Showtime Lakers. I don't think I've seen more a better collection of talent outside of those Showtime Lakers than this Golden State Warrior team. I think they have the most. And because they have the most and they have the unguardable guy, and I told you I feel like that's going to be the determining factor is KD. Mm-hmm. Houston does not have nothing for KD. Can they
Trevor
match?
Ariza.
Come on.
PJ
man.
Tucker?
Come on, man. Look, now
Kevin Durant's a cheat code, man.
Exactly. Stop. And that's not taking nothing away from those guys because those guys are really good basketball players. But like B said, KD's a cheat code. And I don't think Houston can match that. Can they match a Klay Thompson? Can they even match a Steph Curry? What CP did last night is Steph Curry-ish, right? A different version, a different, you know, whatever, je ne sais quoi. But at the end of the day, if he has a performance like that against Steph Curry, he's matching Steph Curry, right? So it's KD. And the way KD's playing, I got Golden State in five, maybe six.
Ooh, disrespectful to the number one seed. Nah, man. You know what, man? I think for me, Golden State has.
Why is this, you act like this is hard for you to pick.
It is. It
Why?
Is.
It ain't that hard.
Yeah, it ain't that hard.
I'm going with the Rockets.
Oh, get out.
And what?
Here.
How many games?
I don't think they'll close it out.
You know
six.
they got home court advantage.
It'll have to go seven.
How do you see this playing out? Because I'm very interested to hear this.
Yeah, how? And the way they look kind of a little shaky this past
they do,
series.
They do look shaky. Come on, they do look shaky. I am concerned about Harden's play. I think CP3 obviously is going to get off, but I think Klay Thompson is going to be checking him. So I think that's going to be a problem. And then they could probably put KD on him. So if they elect to do so.
Who's Steph going to check?
One of them dudes chilling in the corner.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll probably do that.
Probably Trevor Ariza.
Or maybe. PJ Tucker or somebody, that whoever they have in the game.
Yeah.
So I think Kerr is definitely going to do something like that because I think he did something similar to Drew Holiday. So I can definitely expect them to see that take place. But I think that, look, man, when you – ask for somebody and they've been your number one target. And, you know, I think that I'm going to go with that. I'm going to go with the emotional part of the game. The fact that those are the guys that I want and we think we're better. And I'm sorry, B. This is my Celtics pick. Okay, damn it. This is me. I'm doing you now.
Celtics
I'm doing you in the
little,
West.
It's a little closer.
Yes,
than this.
It
Come
is.
Come on.
How?
Yes, it is.
No, man.
Nah, because Rockets been balling all
man,
year.
You this. What I've been telling y'all all season. Warriors been on cruise control. This playoff is woke them up. You pretty much woken a sleeping giant now. Now that Stephen Curry is back.
They flipped the switch.
Yeah, they flipped the switch. I mean, you could tell, like y'all just said, about Draymond Green's interview and stuff. They didn't hit the switch. They know what time it is now. This is postseason basketball. It's a wrap. Six. It's a wrap. Five. Warriors in five.
So disrespectful.
I'm only giving Rockets one game.
Wow.
Yeah. That's another bold prediction. Rockets getting one game. Warriors gonna whoop that ass.
They got home court advantage.
That don't mean nothing.
What that mean, Ken? That don't mean nothing.
94-50. That's all that matters.
Ken, at the end of the day, if you trying to win the chip, you got to win one on the road. That's pretty much rule.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Golden State gonna get. They gonna get one of these first two games, and then that's a wrap. That's all the Rockets gonna get.
If Golden State shellack them boys by 20 plus in this first game, it might be a sweep.
Didn't Golden State win three or four from them this regular season?
Regular season don't even matter.
No, it don't.
It don't matter what the
series
is.
At this point right now, it don't matter.
To be the man, you got to beat the man.
Yep. And this is a moment. You see, this is where if James Harden, like FIFO just said, you know, as the lights get brighter, he go missing. If James Harden can really step up, and like you said, they can pull out and win this game in seven series and beat the almighty Golden State Warriors, I would shut up about James Harden.
Oh, yeah.
I would shut up.
Oh, yeah.
This is set up
for him.
Everything that he's done in the past will be erased.
This is a legacy series for him.
Hell yeah, it is.
But not just for James. We have to
and
add
Antoine.
CP.
And Antoine.
Let's have that discussion further Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay, we can dive into that.
We will.
But yeah, but about CP3, because I kind of sort of disagree with that a little bit.
But James, this is legacy. If James Harden beat
James Harden.
Yes,
1,000%.
The almighty Golden State, what? Kevin Durant, Golden State?
And I put it to you like this. Even if they don't win, James Harden can't come up short.
Right. He got to come out there. He
got to
be doing
out.
What he was doing the regular season.
Exactly.
He got to be doing out. What he was
even
doing the regular
season.
Even
if they get swept, even if it's
he
got to
be out
one,
there.
He got to be out there 35.
He
got to
be out there trading baskets with Durant.
50-point triple
like,
double.
Okay, Durant, you doing that? Oh, yep. Okay, bam. Yep. Let me do this. Yep. Oh, Stephen Curry, you doing that?
Y'all can't guard me.
Y'all can't guard me.
The whole squad can't guard me.
Let's go.
You got to be on that.
Let's go. I want to see that. I want to see that from James Harden. I don't want to see you fading out. You know, going 4 for 12 and only only 12 points and then only 18 points this game and barely hitting 20. No, I don't want to see
that. Hey, James Harden got to be 28 plus every game.
Every game.
I think he got to be 30 plus.
Or that too.
That's why I said 28 because it's right there.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I got you.
28
got
right
you.
There.
He got to.
At a minimum. He got to be 28.
No.
Well, they've been talking a lot of mess all season long. They got what they asked for.
They're confident. And like you said,
I don't know if they're confident.
I mean,
they gotta be confident. Well, here's the thing.
I don't know.
I think when you have CP as a leader, and especially the type of performance he had last night, you're confident.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're confident.
You know what?
He's confident.
They're confident. They got what they asked for. They wanted them boys.
Yep.
They're waiting. So now they gotta go show and prove.
And you got home court advantage. Let's go.
And you got and that's what you play for. You
play
for home court
advantage
because
you got this. Show and prove. At this point, show and prove.
Yeah, and I think they're on record as saying in the past that if they would have had home court advantage, they could have beaten the Warriors.
Yep,
so.
They did. So
I don't believe all that because that same thing Toronto said.
Yeah, I know. So you got to show and prove, man. I hope this is gonna be some good conference finals.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It is. Just the storylines, just all together. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
The redemption of James Harden. You know, fading away in big moments. CP getting to the conference.
Not only finally getting to the conference, but taking them to the conference.
He was the reason why they got in.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Houston was looking shaky.
Exactly.
Yeah. It was looking shaky.
D'Antoni can he start to quell some of these questions?
Right.
And then you know from the Golden State's perspective, you know this is gonna be what their fourth time. In a row
in like think in 5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, four time in 5 years.
Yeah.
You know, so that takes a lot of mental toughness to overcome that. You know, the injuries. Are they ready to go to battle, basically? Because out of any team in the NBA, the only team that has enough firepower to say, you know what, we can outscore you. It's Houston.
Right.
No other team can take that approach. Other teams are going to have to scheme. Oh, we got to set this guy. We got to take this away. Houston is like, okay, you know what, forget all that. We're going to score more than you. That's the only team that can do that.
You know who else has to be big? And if he continues to play like he's played, they don't stand a shot. You guys are going to be right. Eric Gordon.
Oh, yeah, he got to play MIA.
But not only Eric Gordon, I think X Factor could be Gerald Green. Mm-hmm. And I think they could turn to him because, mm-hmm. you know, he can light it up at any moment.
Just like J.R.
Yeah, he's very streaky. Yep. But when he's on,
it's a wrap.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over. Yeah. But Eric Gordon is the key coming off the bench, can get you 30. Mm-hmm. Can get you 30. Easily. So, but if he's been playing the way he can't hit anything, he looks terrible. Mm-hmm. But then it might be a sweep.
But
I'm betting on him getting his stuff.
Yeah, and I was about to say, man, shoot or shoot. And me and B, if y'all don't know, we still hoop. And at this point in our careers, we're definitely primarily shooters. And we go through stretches, but then all of a sudden, take that one jumper. Mm-hmm. Oh, shit, you ain't stopping me today. So I definitely think the opponent, right?
So maybe they're going to get up more,
of course.
You know, to play the Warriors. You know, looking at Minnesota, all right, yeah, we got them. Yeah, Jazz, all right, yeah, we got them. Ricky Rubio hurt, forget it. We can play around with them. But the Warriors, maybe they'll come, like, fully focused and full attention, like, let's go get this thing done. So we'll see, man. But we're not going to go on much longer. So we just wanted to pop in, preview this, give you some of our early storyline and takes. And obviously we'll cover this series as, you know, it moves on. So, again, subscribe to the channel. Somebody said they want us to do video. We're going to start working on video. We're going to try it tonight. It just didn't happen.
Yeah, and also, you know, since this is the conference finals and probably the finals and we do have our own studio, we're definitely going to try to live stream some of us watching it. Again, you know, with the studio brings new content, new ideas. So we're definitely going to be trying to do something like that. So you guys can technically hang with us. So we'll probably have pizza and drinks and, you know, all that type of homie type stuff.
Yeah.
And watch the game.
Yep. I'm with it. So that's it. That's going to do it for us. We out. We'll catch you guys next time. Peace.
Peace.